Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
It counts for nothing what happened last year. That's all gone now. The one thing we'll carry on from that is the belief. We're really focused on the next games. We're entering in now into a real long, hard season ahead, but a really exciting season because of the talents and because of the, as I said, the development of this group of players. So for us, our aim, as I said, is to be competitive. We, like the top teams, would want to win a trophy. That would be an aim for ourselves. But of course, in the league, it's about sustaining the Champions League football. And for that, you want to arrive in fourth. Once you've consolidated that, then you can look beyond that. And that would be our aim, certainly this season.
Liverpool may not have won any silverware last season, but no one else won more, friends. There's a brand of football at Anfield that has created this unbelievable sense of optimism as we embark on the new Barclays Premier League season. And the Reds' multi-million pound summer spending spree enhances depth right across the side. So they start off against Southampton, a team they repeatedly went back to this summer to cherry-pick their elite talent. Dejan Lovren, Adam Lallana, Ricky Lambert all look to be astute signings. Well, the Saints are billed as a crisis club after cashing in on £93 million worth of their players this summer. We're underway at Anfield, and Liverpool lost the toss. We didn't hear that much last season. John Aldridge.
Yeah, we didn't, did we? We never seen ourselves kicking into the cup end the first half of many games last year. But Southampton are an unknown quantity, really. Don't know an awful lot about the new signings, know one or two of the players they've got. You know, it's a new era for them, new manager. And they'll be dangerous, you know, they'll be dangerous. They're not a bad team, we've seen that last year. They've had a decent start the first minute.
Early throw in down the left-hand side of the Liverpool defensive area.
Goal
and
kick.
The ball eventually goes over the top of Mignolet's goal for a goal kick. Liverpool.
They all went up, sorry, they all went up there, the Southampton fans, for a handball against Steve Gerrard, but he knew nothing at all about he had his back towards the ball and it caught him on the arm, but it would have been very, very harsh.
Here's Liverpool's lineup today. Mignolet in goal. Javier Manquillo at right back. Martin Skrtel, Dejan Lovren, the centre halves. Glenn Johnson, the left side of the defence. Oh, he needs a much better season.
Terrible ball by
midfield Henderson, Gerrard, Lucas. And then Sterling and Coutinho supporting Sturridge at the moment. Sterling's on the left, Coutinho's on the right. But some tackling being done by Ryan Bertrand to send the ball back to Jose Font, the Southampton captain. They've lost so many players this summer period, Southampton. But you can understand it. If a club is going to get top value for their players, a club like Southampton, they're probably going to take it.
Yeah.
Challenges for Ronald Koeman to put the jigsaw back together now.
It's strange, you know. Sammy Lee's a very good friend of mine, and we had, when he was out of football, we had quite a few pints together, and obviously he's a big Liverpool man, but he's sitting on the bench in the opposite dugout, and you know, he's professional, he's got to want Southampton to win today.
The game.
Ball back to Martin Skrtel. Skrtel then rolls it to Steven Gerrard. Lucas given the opportunity from the centre.
Great
plays
touch.
It forward to Coutinho. He was magnificent the other day against Dortmund.
Yeah, he was.
And then the ball breaks down for a second before it's picked up. And a long shot comes in, which flies wide on the left-hand right side from the boot of Daniel Sturridge. Sturridge looking to get up and running with goals in this first game of the season. And he wasn't too far away with that.
Good efforts. Yeah, I don't know. The goalie seems to have it covered. They have to say it was 25 yards or so. A good little bit move. Lucas done well. Actually, it was probably 30 yards out. And it was only about a foot wide.
Free kick for Liverpool, 10 yards into the Southampton half. Gerrard gives it to Lucas. Back to Gerrard again, looking
good
to
ball,
chip
that
one over the top. This might find Sturridge. He's got it on his left side and it's run too far forward.
Great ball.
And actually the Southampton defender, Jose Fonte, who's been at the heart of a lot of what they've done so far, just managed to divert it out for a corner.
It's a great ball. Great movement from Sturridge as well. Liverpool get the first corner of the game on the left-hand side, which Steve Gerrard's going to take an in-swinger. Obviously, we've talked about corners before with the threat now of Lovren. They'll know about him. No Skrtel last year. So we've got a decent bit of height in there.
There's a lot of movement in the box as Gerrard steps
good
up.
Corner.
Looks for Skrtel on the post.
Could have gone anywhere.
Missed him, hit someone else and bounced up into the hands of Fraser Forster. And we still haven't had an attempt on goal 9 minutes in. Would you believe it?
I think Southampton were a little bit forced at best.
It's Ryan Bertrand. They're on a loan deal for Southampton. Goes down the left as well. Gets past Mankilo, who dived in too early. Ball breaks the edge of the Liverpool box. Lucas is about to sharply get his foot on the ball, and then Gerrard helps him out under some pressure from the snappy James Ward-Prowse. Liverpool can't clear yet. Now they do with Gerrard. But Ryan Bertrand thought he was fouled. No, Coutinho rolled him instead. Sturridge goes forward down the right-hand side, pressing back Yoshida. Oh, he falls over.
Oh!
That was a penalty. Had to be surely.
Oh, he's caught him, has he? He looked here all day long.
Don't think it was outside the box. Looked like it was on the line or in the box. Referee is saying it was a fraction out.
But before that, Bertrand died, tried to get a I'll tell you. Oh, referee's wrong. It's a foul all day long. Foul all day. Right on the line, whether it's a penalty or not. He's got that wrong, Klatterberg. Maybe he's still thinking he gave us three penalties at Old Trafford. He can't give us any more, but I don't know.
Well, Sturridge is still telling him. He's wrong. He's saying you made the wrong call there.
Yeah,
whether it was a penalty or not, I think it was a foul, wasn't it?
It was a foul. It mightn't have been in the box, but it was certainly your contact.
They go Liverpool looking for their first goal of the Premier League season. The shot's thundered into the path of Fraser Forster, right into his chest from Raheem Sterling.
I think he's a good buy for them. No, that was an easy save from him, mate. Good move from Liverpool. Forster again, I think he's a good keeper.
Now they've taken the throw in Southampton, next to the corner flag. Tadic tries the cross, hits the feet of Mankilo.
Corner.
Yeah, and a really good Southampton following here today. Probably set off early. Outside the ground, loads of Southampton fans in a really good mood looking forward to this game today. They're down in that corner flag area, the Anfield Road end, as this cross is about to
They've got good eyes, you know, we know about corners, don't we?
Pele starts from the penalty spot. They've taken this one. It's flicked to the far post. Mignolet's trying to track it. Drops near Pele. No one's got it yet. Victor Wanyama's involved in the bustle and hustle, and now Mignolet dives on the ball.
Yeah, he came. He wanted it. His body's there. Maybe he shouldn't have came, but he got it in the end. Maybe a little bit fortuitous, but he made the ball his.
Now Henderson dives into a challenge or two. Lesbury plays it forward. It's a wonderful ball. Could be the first goal of the season.
Yeah!
Side-footed into the right corner of the net. Made with a classy assist and finish by a man that's expected so much of in Liverpool's Premier League campaign. Liverpool 1, Southampton 0. It's Raheem Sterling first for the Reds.
I'll tell you what, Raheem Sterling scored the goal, done it well, but how well did Henderson do? Fantastic. He robbed the ball off one. He then went into a 50-50 challenge and got past the midfield player, and he threaded a magnificent ball that split the Southampton defence in half, right through to Sterling, who made a great run and a good finish, excellent finish. But Jordan Henderson handing that goal was absolutely tremendous. Lovely, lovely finish by Raheem Sterling. Mature finish, Steve. Quality, right in the corner.
Floodlights are on. We're only, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The ball flicked cross-field towards Bertrand, then and dropped again with Tadic's foul by Mankilo.
What we've seen too.
Mankilo gets a yellow card, Liverpool's first of the Premier League season.
Come on. How can that be a Buchan and Bertrand down here has mullered one of our players early on? You talk about, and Henderson saying that. You know, that's the consistency that drives you mad as a pundit, as an ex-player, ex-manager, whatever, and, you know, see you there time and time again with myself and Sharpie.
That referee marking out the distance, and Southampton with an opportunity from a set piece. This is sort of perfect Steven Gerrard territory, but it's Southampton with the advantage. James Ward-Prowse with the free kick, far post, he goes, he's going in, and it's just saved by the keeper, Simon Mignolet, who initially made one step out thinking that the ball might drop somewhere near the edge of his 6-yard line, soon realised it was swirling towards his top right corner, and he had to deal with it all himself.
I think the wind assisted that, you know. It was a free kick that was meant to go in like Steve Gerrard territory, and it ended up going right in the corner of the goal, and Mignolet done well to get back, but it was wind assisted. This is the second corner of the game for Southampton.
This one from the right, bottom of the Centenary stand. Dejan Lovren full-blooded with the header to just get something on it to move it away. came out to Sturridge, but he couldn't clear it. Tadic first to the ball, flights it back into the box, headed away by Skrtel. Southampton attack again, comes out to Tadic on the left line, but jumping above him, Sterling forces the throw-in. Throw-in towards Pele, left edge of the box. Ball rebounds, drops towards Schneidlin, outside the box, takes a shot. Oh, great save by the keeper. Definitely curling just in under the crossbar by Morgan Schneidlin's effort. And he just kept alive to that, did Simon Mignolet. Got one hand onto it and turned it over the top of the crossbar.
It was a good save, wasn't it? Again, we went to sleep a little bit. It just fell to where Steve Gerrard should have been, and he prodded it. And he's off his line, Mignolet. That's why he made the save look good, because he was on his line, he would have caught that. But it was a good effort. Fourth corner of the game for Southampton.
This one from the right. This time the keeper catches. Two safe hands on it from Simon Mignolet.
Yeah, well done. Good goalkeeper. I think he's done well. This off Mignolet. You can see they've been working on different types of his game, coming in situations like that. You know, he came before amongst bodies. He got a little bit lucky, but he made the decision himself. Now he's a really good shot stopper, very, very good. But you know, we know there's parts of his games that he has to work on.
I think one of the biggest bits is him building confidence for his defence. He's, as you say, though, brilliant shot stopper. Yeah. Did well then, and hasn't conceded yet this season. 45 minutes gone. Liverpool lead 1-0.
Nice.
And this ball's rolled for Sturridge. Sturridge for Sterling. There's at least three he's facing in the Southampton back line, but he's rolled it out wide to Henderson. Approaches the edge of the box, given back to Sterling. Tees it up for himself. Oh, the keeper saved it one-handed. Falling up Coutinho. But just behind him comes Victor Wanyama. And he saves the Southampton day as he dives in and diverts it over the bar.
Yeah.
That'll be the last of a frenetic and enjoyable first half. Liverpool lead 1-0.
Yeah, it wasn't as fluent as we've seen last year, you have to say, but it's early in the season. You know, I remember Stoke last year, we didn't get going, you know, and an awful lot. But the most important thing is it's 1-0 at half time, you know, and I'll set for 1-0 at full time. But, you know, Southampton aren't bad. I think we'll need another goal second half to make sure we get the points here. But it's been some good stuff. Defensively, we look solid.
I most notably enjoyed that finish by Raheem Sterling, but the assist from Jordan Henderson.
The finish was sublime for the young lad, you know. He was way above his age, his maturity, the way he slotted it right in the corner. But the work that Jordan Henderson put into that was magnificent. Absolutely brilliant with the ball. Tremendous.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
And welcome back to Anfield. Liverpool 1, Southampton 0. And the goal scorer, Raheem Sterling. So Liverpool shooting to the Anfield Road end in the second 45 of the game. The referee just running out with the match ball at the moment. Most of the Liverpool players are out there. There's just one or two stragglers like Lucas just coming from out of the tunnel, and Ricky Lambert, who's got his subs bib on at the moment. I'm sure he'll love to get just a slice of the action later on today. Reminder of how the side started. Mignolet in goal, Javier Manquillo at right back. He's a tough 150% sort of player, be learning all the time with the Premier League. Martin Skrtel, Dejan Lovren, the two centre halves. Lovren's played well. Glenn Johnson, maybe his game's just lacking a little bit at the moment. Left-hand side of the defence today. Midfield, Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson and Lucas. And then going forward, Raheem Sterling, Philip Coutinho and Daniel Sturridge. And it's Southampton who start the second 45 off. Yoshida kicks the ball towards the top end of the ground. Picked up by Liverpool and sent long for Daniel Sturridge. Sturridge on the ball, flicks it out to his right for Raheem Sterling. And Steven Gerrard along the floor. Drops the feet of Stephen Davis before the clearance coming from Nathaniel Clyne. And Southampton came here and recorded a very impressive victory last year by a goal to nil. They trail 1-0 at the moment. Liverpool have been nowhere near their best, and actually watching pre-season and the highs that were set during that pre-season campaign, you do think to yourself they did play a lot better in some of those pre-season games, but plenty of time to go. I'm sure the manager will have restructured a few things at half-time. And Coutinho rolls it for Sterling. Sterling's pace picks up, looks at goal, right footed, takes a shot. He was hitting it from the hardest of positions with a ball rolling, and he was trying to wrap his right foot round it despite the ball being over to the right of the penalty area.
Yeah, I thought Manquillo was the better option. He made a good run on the right-hand side, but he took it on. Lovely play by Coutinho.
Yoshida over to his left side, Morgan Schneidlin. composed Yoshida, then back towards Fonte, digs it out upfield over the halfway line. Up in the jump goes Manquillo, but he's out of position as Southampton get round the back line, left-hand side of the penalty area. They get in there, there's an opportunity for James Ward-Prowse. Let it run through his legs, come out the back for Stephen Davis, outside of the box. He's teed it up for Victor Wanyama, right-footed shot. Totally miscued that one. Well, that was nervy and a little bit haphazard and a little bit awkward from the Liverpool defence.
Yeah, we Lovren done well to get out of it, to squeeze the ball, to squeeze the shot and put Wanyama off, which he did. We started it, yeah. I thought the cop was in full voice early on, but it's been quiet, hasn't it? No, and expectations, but... it's been a nervy second half start, Stephen. It's, you know, it doesn't bode well. We need to step it up.
Well, the expectations this season, rightfully so, are massive, aren't they? Particularly with the home football we saw. It's Wanyama. That's a lovely ball. Victor Ward-Prowse in the penalty area. Tried to side-foot it across for Tadic. Just about cut out by the Liverpool defence, but this last couple of minutes has shown Southampton coming to prominence. Klein in on the right side of the Liverpool box. Rolls it in short to the edge of the box for Tadic. Lovely backheel. Klein! Magnificent finish.
On the card,
top right-hand corner. Well, Tadic was involved with a quite sublime little back flick, but what an emphatic finish at the end of the day, right into the top right-hand corner of Simon Mignolet's goal. It's 1-1 at Anfield. Liverpool 1, Southampton 1.
I think that's been on the cards. We haven't started second half. One or two situations they've had, and again, it's good play by Tadic, the back heel here. As you see the back heel coming through,
it's an incredible jump.
It's a great finish. It's a real good, well worked goal. But well,
Nathaniel Klein, the fullback.
That answers a question now, doesn't it? You know,
Liverpool starts to progress into the Southampton penalty area. Cries of a penalty, too far to really make it out from here. Whether that was anything in it.
He's going with the ball, wasn't he? Don't know.
We'll surely see a few subs today for Liverpool. Joe Allen will be the first of which. The play will have to stop first as Ward-Prowse gets to Tadic. Back to Ward-Prowse. Massive moment for Southampton. Oh, saved by the keeper. And doesn't Stephen Davis know he's missed a golden opportunity? Ball broke clean to him in the penalty area. Had to side-foot it in. He's still looking to the sky. It was a huge let-off for Mignolet and Liverpool.
Massive let-off. Should have been 2-1 down. It was a fairly easy chance, just the goalie to beat, 8 yards out, and it was got no real pressure, did he? Just coming off here.
Yeah, Lucas, as we predicted.
Lucas off, Allen on. Just gives Liverpool a bit more license to move forward, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does, you know, and more progressive.
Here's Ward-Prowse, now Pelé. Oh, he made a bit of a mess of that. Had more time to go forward. Klein, though, picks it up. He scored the equaliser, chip through, it's Klein in the box, maybe a chance for Southampton. No one's quite got their foot on it, and now Skirtle gets it away. Again, Liverpool live right on the edge.
Well, it's down this right-hand side, the fullback Klein's caused us loads of problems, made some great runs. He really has made some fabulous runs. Exactly like the first goal, he nearly got into the same area again.
Radio City Sport bringing in Liverpool's very first Premier League game of the 2014-15 season. Out wide to the left-hand side to Glenn Johnson.
Come on, Glenn, go on, do something.
He needs to impress. He's not done in this game. Rolls it for Allen. Allen gives to Henderson. Henderson outside the area. Drags a shot wide left.
He's picked the wrong option. You can't blame him for having a shot there, Jordan Henderson, but there's a tremendous overlap by Manquillo, and he should have threaded him in on the right-hand side, but he went for goal and scuffed it.
Just a little rush of blood as he thought it was necessary. Change being made. Ricky Lambert's on the verge of his league debut for Liverpool, and they love a local boy. They absolutely adore a local boy. He replaces Philip Coutinho. Now Lambert will want to score, but there's 44,000 in here, and there's millions worldwide who'll be desperate for him to get off to a flyer.
Well, the Southampton fans are singing his name as well, so that's what reputation he gained down at St Mary's. Done a good job from good honest lad. And we've gone 4-4-2. Now it's 4-1-3-2, actually.
Yeah, that is, John. It's four, it's Gerrard, it's three, then it's It's two up front, isn't it, in Lambert and Sturridge. Yeah. Bertrand flights it to the edge of the box. Pelé misses it.
Well done.
Flicked header by Lovren. Allowed Joe Allen to get onto it. He's a real workhorse, isn't he? He's gone for it with that run up to the halfway line. Referee says play on. There was a tug by Davis. Now Sterling plays it crossfield for Jordan Henderson.
Good play by Allen.
Henderson to Sterling. Then Sturridge, edge of the box, takes it himself, shoots, might drop for Henderson, ball's bobbling funnily. It's Lambert, surely not first shot. No, doesn't happen for him straight away. Had maybe an opportunity to score with his first touch in a Liverpool shirt at Anfield.
I thought he should have headed it, Steve.
Now there's Pelé bundling over what looked already to be a stumbling Joe Allen, and a free kick for Liverpool. We'll take it, of course we will. Perfect Steven Gerrard position. 30 yards out, left-hand side.
He's booked Stephen Davis for what he did with Joe Allen earlier on. Pulling and showing he played the advantage of the referee. It's good refereeing.
Gerrard.
Come on, Stevie.
With this free kick, referee's not given the go-ahead yet.
Put it right on the bunny. On the money.
Skirtle's in there. Will it hit him? No! Goodness me, Skirtle, and then Lovren arrived behind and... The keeper watched the bounce and he was comfortable, Forster, to let it bounce and stay on his line.
Oh, it was just a little touch from Lovren. He just couldn't get it. He was about half a foot from toe end in an empty net. But,
Lambert gets a touch just to bring it under control for Manquillo again. Henderson used from the right wing once more. A curling cross in. That header didn't quite get it away. From close range, they applied the pressure, they kept at it, and Sturridge in the right place just inside the 6-yard box to roll it in. Big goal, big game as well. First one of the Premier League season. Liverpool 2, Southampton 1.
Big goal, because I couldn't see where the goal was coming from. Ricky Lambert, since he's come on, has done well, Steve. He's been a thorn, a menace. He's gone on the ball a few times, and his presence in the box might have threw them, because there's a bit of panic in there with the first of all, the header wasn't cleared, and then they allowed Liverpool man, I think it was young Sterling, who'd been brilliant, get in there, and it was a simple chance by his standard Sturridge, but he put it away nicely in his first goal of the season.
Goal for Sturridge, and now a goal and an assist for Raheem Sterling. Liverpool, of course, who had that incredibly strong finish to their last campaign.
Deal with that. Oh,
Martin Skirtle trying to deal with it, John, and he's side-footed it out right next to the corner flag for a throw-in to Southampton to be taken by the substitute, Lloyd Isgrove.
It was a tired leg up. It wasn't very convincing, was it?
This token will be taken when the referee's ready, and he is. Isgrove with a throw into the box, nice. Brought down the chest to Pelé. The shot comes in near post and is stopped by the keeper, James Ward-Prowse, with that right-footed effort, sneaking its way into the near side of the net.
Well, it was a chance, wasn't it? It really was. It was poor marking off the throw-in. Mignolet done well. Now, Mignolet's made about three or four saves, hasn't he, whereas I can't remember their goalkeeper having to pull off a decent save.
There's Lloyd Isgrove, fresh legs on the field for Southampton.
Man here.
Push it over to Klein. Klein's been imperious today. Involved in that equaliser, scoring it. And here he is, crossing in from the right side, headed back into a dangerous area. Well, nearly for Southampton, put back into the box. Pelé's brought it down the chest. Schneiderlin on the side of the crossbar. Did it go over the line? Oh, it's headed wide by Morgan Schneiderlin there. Well, Pelé, I think it was.
I thought that was a foul. I'll tell you, he seemed to be fouled, Martin Skirtle. And then me first thoughts when it hit the bar, that it went behind the line. I think it was Shane Long smashed it, hit the bar, and I thought it went behind the line, but obviously with the technology now it hasn't. You know, it was. I thought that was a foul on Martin Skirtle. And oh, it's a great save, Steve.
He's tipped it onto fingertips. The bar. It's...
What a save from Simon Mignolet. Has saved a certain goal. Let's see. That's a foul. The referee's not seen that on Pelé. That's a great save. Oh.
All sorts happening similar in the box there. Shane Long couldn't follow it up. It was Schneiderlin with the effort.
Stoke last year, last minute.
Yeah.
You know, he's pulled off a worldie there, Simon Mignolet. Absolute brilliant, brilliant save. And you know, it's not over yet, but people might say Southampton might you know, deserve and warrant a draw, but let's hope they don't get it.
We're all but there. We really are. There's probably around 20 seconds left in this game. Henderson scrapping away near the corner flag.
Just keep him in, don't foul. That's it. That's all you do. There's 15 seconds to go. Wilhelm, they're in their corner. So we just got to see these 15 seconds out. And I said, we're ugly. If we win ugly, we're happy, you know.
Yeah, throw in taken.
Yes.
And they're over the line. Liverpool get their nets over the finishing line to take their first 3 points of the season here at Anfield. In a scrappy affair sometimes against Southampton, by no way or no means 100% convincing for the Reds. But goals from Raheem Sterling and then one from Daniel Sturridge set up by Raheem Sterling. And the Reds at least are off to the perfect start in terms of points, but perhaps not performance.
You know, I think Southampton are hard done by. I thought they put up a real good stern test. You know, they probably deserve a result. You think about the opportunities they had compared to ours, our goalie pulled off. I'll tell you what, Mignolet, the save at the end there, Steve. You've got to see that point blank. And that's why I like him so much. He's a brilliant shot stopper. You know, most goalies wouldn't have got anywhere near that, and he saved us the 3 points. Man of the match, and it's between him and Henderson.
Man of the match.
I'm going to just give it to Jordan Henderson, but only just from Simon Mignolet, because he's pulled off a worldie there at the end. Great save. But we scrambled across the line, and sometimes you've got to win ugly, you know, and that's what we did today. You know, it's early in the season, no real momentum, played in fits and starts. You know, we've got a bit of a hangover because of the player who's left us was so good in every meaning of the word. But we've got to move on with a different squad and different players now, and Ben's got to get that jigsaw right. We do need another goal scorer. And made up Daniel Sturridge got off the mark early. Young Sterling as well. I thought Ricky Lambert come on and done quite well. Ricky, he flustered their defence for us to get our goal. But I think we do need firepower. And I think the squad will be, you know, finished off then.
Post-match.
I think most clubs pre-season will have been broken with players coming back late and they're trying to get fitness and get organisation. Very much similar to last season, really, you know. We had to grind out a result, and as much as the good football that we play throughout the seasons, and today was a brilliant win for us because it was a tough game, first game back into the new season, and as I said, we had to grind it out at the end. So really, really happy with that determination and character to win a football match, and as the season rolls on, we'll get better and more fluent.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook.
Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.